In the summer of 2016, Governor Cuomo's Public Service Commission announced they'd reached a deal to provide nearly $8 billion to help Exelon, which owns two upstate nuclear power plants, buy a third one and keep them all running for another 12 years. Cuomo announced the deal to cheering plant workers in Oswego. They'd be able to keep their relatively high-paying jobs for another dozen years.
And keep this plant operating and keep it producing nuclear power for years and years to come.
Cuomo said without the deal, the local economy would suffer. And he argued the nuclear plant's output is needed as a bridge fuel to help the state reach a goal of half of all New York's power coming from renewable sources by 2030. The downside of the deal, say opponents, is that electric rates will go up for many ratepayers in vast regions of New York. More than 80 local government officials, mainly from municipalities who would also have to pay the higher electric rates, came to the Capitol to ask for a last-minute moratorium on the deal until there's more time to study the consequences. Carl Chipman, supervisor of the town of Rochester in Ulster County in the Hudson Valley, says the plan was enacted in a hasty and secretive manner with no chance for the public to weigh in.
We urge Governor Cuomo to halt the planned Public Service Commission mandate until a comprehensive and transparent evaluation of the available alternatives is conducted and made available for public comment.
Jean Kessner, Syracuse City Councilor at Large, says her city will be paying part of the estimated $2 billion in additional electric fees to help finance the bailout.
The bill is not fair. Somebody sent you a bill for something you didn't buy, you wouldn't pay it.
The plan has also angered some environmentalists. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says nuclear power is not the best bridge fuel to use in achieving greener energy sources.
It's multi-billions of dollars the state is going to spend to give to one company to keep Vietnam War era power plants open for 12 years and then close them down. We think the money is better invested in 21st century technology, renewable technology, safe technology.
Governor Cuomo has a different policy for nuclear power plants located downstate. In January, he announced a deal to close the Indian Point nuclear power plant along the Hudson River in Westchester County by 2021. The upstate lawmakers may already be too late, however. Exelon, in a press release, announced that their takeover of the Fitzpatrick nuclear plant in Scriba has already occurred. Exelon already owns the 9 Mile nuclear plant in Oswego and the Ginna power plant near Rochester. The company says the continued operation of the nuclear plants are a crucial way to keep down New York's carbon emissions as well as electric costs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.